I've known Lyndon since early beginning. Jed Smith, who's on the board, is a good friend of mine, so I've always been aware of his. So I've known about Second Life since the beginning. I was an early beta user, and as Drax said, my son was very involved early on, and I thought it was a fantastic experience for him. The ability to create, to collaborate, and also earn. At a young age, become sort of a producer, working with engineers and designers and clients and partners in creating solutions for people. So I've always known about it, and then I've been too busy in my work life to really participate on an ongoing basis, but when Jed came to me and said that he wanted me to do this, and he's been trying to get me for a number of companies, but this was the first time he succeeded. It was not a difficult decision for me at all with regards to what Second Life is or what Lyndon Lab is or what we can do, because those things are just instantly fascinating to me. I love products that empower people to do things that otherwise would not be possible. I prefer these kinds of products. Call it products that enable user-generated opportunities or platforms that can really scale and empower people to succeed, as opposed to just, you know, doing a product that's just selling widgets to people. So I was instantly passionate about the subject matter or the materials, as they call it, product that just enables this tremendous creativity, but using technology to do it at massive scale. And the communication and collaboration elements are also really sort of near and dear to me. So the materials to work with, if you're someone like me in sort of software product development, in the digital product development, are just fantastic. The only thing that took a little while to overcome with was Jed and I are close friends, and we had sort of, we looked at each other in the eye for a few days and sort of made sure that we could do this together, him being on the board and me being CEO, and not have that, you know, be damaging to our personal relationship. But after having talked to our wives, families, and we completely agreed that we could do it and do it very successfully. So that's kind of a little bit of why I took this on. I've worked on similar things for quite some time. At Ingenio, or the startup I joined after having left Microsoft, where we basically worked on apps, or I worked on apps, although very successful apps. I think all of us have used those at some point. At Ingenio, it was really a marketplace to empower people to sell what they know. And we thought of it as the eBay of what's in the top of your mind as opposed to in the top of your attic. We empowered a lot of people to run very successful businesses on top of the platform we created by just taking phone calls and helping people. And then, you know, 3 days later, we would direct deposit their earnings that they made from helping their customers. And at Yahoo, even, there was obviously a lot of UGC related products that I worked on. I was responsible for Yahoo Answers for a while. And at the end, also responsible for a platform that we bought, a company that created the Yahoo Contributor Network, where we could have hundreds of thousands of people contributing content that could make it into, you know, one or many of the Yahoo verticals to broaden the amount of content we could create. And again, I'll empower people to do what they love and to make money doing it. So this is a context that's somewhat familiar to me and very sort of near and dear to things that I'm passionate about.